بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. This ayat kareema we have read before and we explained somewhat of its meaning. Briefly, that Habil told by his brother Qabil that if you stretch your hand in order to kill me, I am not going to stretch my hand. That is, I won't defend myself, and the reason for that is I fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In that we had explained that the ruling is that if a Muslim kills a Muslim, then for the Muslim to defend himself is permissible, not preferable. If a Muslim kills a Muslim, then to defend yourself it is permissible, but it is not preferable. However, if a kafir, non-Muslim, kills a Muslim, then it is preferable that you defend yourself to your utmost. You don't, there it is not permissible that you don't defend yourself. There you must defend yourself. So that was one reason that Habil gave why he does not want to fight back his brother Qabil. The other reason, Mufti Maulana, in Ma'ariful Quran, Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, it is also very probable that he thought that if he defends himself, and in the process of defending himself, he kills his brother, then he will be the first one that this evil of murder has started in the world. And he did not want that to go in his record of deeds, that I was the first one that in defending himself, and he killed his brother. And though it was in self-defense, he would be sinless. The process of murder would have come in the world, and he would be guilty or part of it as well. So that he did not want. Also, that he explains that he did not want the guna, the sin of murder, to be even on his brother. Because a murderer, when he murders somebody, then the murdered ones, except all his gunas, go into the record of deeds of the murderer. And this person, the murdered person, becomes free of all sin whatsoever. All his sins are transferred to the one who is the murderer. So he did not want that either. Also, further, with regard to this, the first person to make amal on this ayat in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied, foretold by the knowledge given to him by Allah Ta'ala that, O Usman, a time will come when people will want to murder you. And at that time you must make amal on this ayat. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, لَيْمْ بَسَتَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِتِي يَدِي لِأَقْتُلَكَ. That when the people would stretch their hands in order to murder you, and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 100% pure and clean, he was not guilty of anything whatsoever. The rebels, they wanted all evil at that time, and they had evil intention, and they wanted him to come out of the post of the Khilafat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, at that time you don't retaliate, you don't defend yourself, and all who are your supporters, the Muslims, the true genuine Muslims who are your supporters, don't you give them also permission that they must fight these rebels. So you just be how Habil was, and he said, I won't do anything to stretch my hands in order to defend myself. And the second thing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah will give you a set of clothing to wear, referring to khilafat, that Allah will make you a khalifa, and you don't come out of the Khilafat on your own. That is, if they force you, but this ni'mat which Allah has given you and which you are deserving of, and you are the righteous Khalifa, but you don't cut, you remain with it, no matter what happens. Even if you have to choose martyrdom and become a shaheed, and that is, may Allah bless us all with that, that our matma'i nazar, the limit of our eyes, not be this worldly life, but our eternal life of the Akhirah. And martyrdom is far superior than what life is. So you prefer martyrdom at that time. Let them rather martyr you. And the Quran Sharif he was busy reading at that time. They martyred him and the blood spilled onto the Quran Sharif that he was reading. So you prefer that. So the commentators of the Quran Sharif have written, the very first person to make amal on this ayat here in this ummah was Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He heeded the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he chose martyrdom in preference to self-defense. He did not defend himself, he did not allow his followers to defend him, but he chose martyrdom. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and let us also move on the correct path. And the highest thing to aspire for, may Allah bless us with it, is to become a martyr in the path of Allah, to become a shaheed. Unfortunately, today we prefer our dunya's life. We prefer things of this dunya, our life, and the things of this dunya. But the real thing to cherish is to become a shaheed, a martyr for the pleasure of Allah. Not for the enjoyments of Jannah, but for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us all.